Thank you. Well, today we do continue that sermon series, Living in the Surprising Subversive Way of Jesus, the Upside Down Kingdom. And what we've been seeing is how the kingdom of God runs at times in opposite direction to the ways of the world. This morning I've called the theme Welcoming God in Disguise. Welcoming God in Disguise. This week, my daughter and I decided to go to the movies, and sometimes Jennifer will order the tickets online, but this time just Catherine and I, we right to the movies, got to the place, we had went to the desk to order the tickets, to get the tickets. They said, oh, you got to go upstairs. And I said, okay, no problem. We walked upstairs, walked up to the first person to buy tickets from, and they said, oh, sorry, I'm closed. Go to the next person. So I went to the next person. Oh, I'm closed. Go to the next person. So I walked over here to the next person, and she said, I'm sorry, my till's been done. It's closed as well. Very, very, very frustrating. First world problem, I get it. And yet there's something about being inhospitable that turns us off, doesn't it? There's a story about two women on an airplane, one's from the deep south, and so she asks her neighbor, where are you all from? And the lady responds, and kind of a curt response, she says, excuse me, where we're from, we don't end our sentences with a preposition. And so the southerner, quick on her feet, she says, oh, well, where are you from, rude lady? You know, sometimes we're a little passive-aggressive, too. But how we receive people, how we welcome people, how they welcome us, it matters in our lives. It can turn us on or off, just like that. Just go shopping these days. We know what it means to be seen. We also we've experienced being overlooked, to belong or to be feel like an inconvenience. In our passage from Matthew's gospel, Jesus says something deeply surprising, subversive actually, about hospitality, how important it is. Jesus says it matters. What does he say? Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus is saying, in other words, that being a disciple is to proclaim the kingdom with our lives, but that hospitality is not just an add-on on the journey, on the mission. Jesus has sent his disciples out, and they've been going into the towns and villages, and some receive them and some do not. But underneath this decision of who to welcome and who not to welcome, there is this natural inclination for status. So behind the scenes, the disciples were ranking people. Just in general, human nature, we rank people. Who really matters? Who deserves our time? Who is important? Who is worthy of our attention? And truthfully, even the disciples are not immune to this way of thinking. So Jesus spends much of chapter 10 talking about a different way of being, a different way of welcoming, a different way of living. He says, when you go out, travel light. Take little provisions. Don't have to control everything. You're not self-sufficient. Rely on me, Jesus tells his disciples. And in this mission, hospitality is central to the mission. Maybe even is the mission. Jesus spends all of this time, and in this passage in Matthew, he uses this Greek word, mikros, which means little ones. Who are the little ones? What do you think? Who? Children? Yes. Who else? What's that? Dwarves, yes. What are you implying, Mary? I always make this joke. In The Lord of the Rings, the evil characters are typically like over 6 feet. You know what I mean? And then the hobbits are the good characters, yes. So I like that story. What about the overlooked, little one? What about the insignificant, little one? What about those who are still learning the kingdom of God, little one? The world's categories of importance get flipped upside down in God's kingdom. And this is what Matthew is getting at. And the reality is, this is our world too. This week alone in the public conversations, I don't know if you've been in your newspaper or hearing what's happening in the news, but there was this article about DEI. Does anybody know what DEI is? Not D-I-E. That's the next article. But DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiatives. So corporations, government has taken this on, corporations are really big on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what this article talked about is that in some cases, corporations have done it to look good in the public image. That doesn't sound like corporation, right? But no, they do this to look good. It's a PR stunt, right? But the underlining question remains, how do we create communities and workplaces where people feel valued and included and still do a good job, the best people doing the best job possible? How do you balance this? Another report focused on a different issue, medical assisted dying in Canada, and how big an issue this is right now in Canada. And at the heart of the conversation lies this question of vulnerability, suffering, dignity, and how our society values people in general and life. Now, these are complex issues and they don't lend themselves to easy and simple answers. And yet it begs the question, who counts? Who belongs? And who gets to make the decision? We may not say it out loud, but in our world, we constantly do sort people. We do constantly rank individuals based on productivity, influence, visibility, and how they can make our lives better. And yet, if we're honest, this does not stay out there with corporations or governments, but it happens in our own family lives as well. It's uncomfortable sometimes because it's easier to notice some people and other people, to treat these people better than these people. And slowly, without meaning to, we begin to go down a dangerous road, that some lives carry more weight than other lives, right? This is the underlying current, that some lives are more important than others. But the good news is that the God revealed in Jesus Christ is the opposite, that Christ chooses to identify not with the extraordinary, but ordinary people. The disciples, like many of us, they struggled with this idea of the spectacular. I mean, who doesn't like miracles? Who doesn't like to see something incredible happen in faith? We put our hands to something, wow, God is real. You can see it. You can put a finger on it. And yet the thing about the God of grace is that often God works in ordinary ways, around kitchen tables and soccer fields, out in the community. Jesus has a way of taking hospitality, simple little thing, and transforming it into something holy. Like a little bit like communion, right? Something simple, bread and wine, becomes a way to nourish the body of Christ. Jesus says hospitality is like this, becomes a holy encounter when we meet other peoples. Isn't that the grace? That Jesus welcomes the disciples, imperfect, impulsive people that don't have it all together. And then he simply asks them, now I want you to go. I want you to go and welcome other people. Jesus seemed to welcome all the wrong kinds of people, tax collectors, sinners, lepers, women on the margins. Come on, come. Roman outsiders, the sick, the forgotten, those respectable religious society turned their nose at. Because the truth is, this is the danger of hospitality. When you welcome people on the outside, it begins to change your world. It upsets things a little bit. The upside down kingdom is not all just about politeness or being nice, but a reordering of who really matters. Yes, we still encounter God in sacred spaces, beautiful cathedrals, or on hikes, or have you ever done a labyrinth? Have you ever walked a labyrinth? That is the coolest thing ever. I would love to do that in somewhere nice like Ireland or Scotland. And I've actually heard that the session is planning a retreat for the minister to do this. Isn't that nice? Somebody's just returned from Scotland. I'm looking forward to hearing about this journey. God in these sacred spaces. But Jesus is saying, no, not only there, but in your conversations, at the grocery store, when somebody says, no, you're not welcome, go to the next line, right? These are the places that we encounter God. So what if Christ keeps showing up in the very people we fail to notice? What if following Jesus isn't always about doing bigger things, but about learning to notice the people in our lives? Perhaps following Jesus is not primarily these grand gestures, but the small ways that we make it different. Visiting someone who's lonely, sitting with somebody and a couple as they go through difficulty, your neighbor, whoever it is. Someone who needs to talk, encouraging a young person as they're growing in their lives, finding places for people to be fit in, or an older person who wonders if they still matter, taking time for them, encouraging them as well. The world tells us it's in big actions. This is how God comes. But Jesus says, a cup of water given in love, this too is kingdom work. There was a young oncologist who joined a team of doctors, probably similar to Doctors Without Borders. And in 2010, she went down to a place that just had an earthquake. And they were working in this overcrowded makeshift hospital, just piecing things together. There were endless medical crises, probably what's happening right now. Severe injuries. Everywhere there was limited supplies, hardly enough to go around. And at one point, the doctor became so overwhelmed, she started to have a breakdown right then and there. And she was about to treat a young boy about 7 years old. And she was burying her face in her hands, and the little boy came over, smiled at her, because he had an amputated leg and there was nothing she could do for her. And she said, go on to the next one, smiling, just telling her to keep moving. The doctor was paralyzed with fear and helplessness, yet this compassion, generosity of this little boy helped her to keep doing her work and to treat all those other people who had worse injuries than the little boy. That boy embodies exactly what Jesus is talking about. That sometimes the prophet is not the powerful teacher or preacher. Sometimes the messenger is not the person standing behind the pulpit. Sometimes Christ speaks most clearly through the wounded and the vulnerable, the overlooked. Every act of kindness we offer, no matter how small or insignificant, is part of God's kingdom work, the upside down kingdom that takes what's over here, becomes over here. The gospel cup of water may seem insignificant, but every kind offered with compassion becomes God's presence in our world. Yes, our world spends too much time thinking about the magnificent and the extraordinary miracles and powerful experience. But Jesus is reminding us this morning that it often comes, God comes in quiet, small ways. In the stranger, the lonely neighbor, the weary soul, the person that's been overlooked. And perhaps the holiest thing you and I this week can do is simply go and do these little things, a simple act of welcome. Because in the upside down kingdom, we discover that the person standing before us is actually God in disguise. Amen.